Nerds.
Oh, well, I thought I'd give it a shot. What do you got there? You got something?
Speaking of Call of Duty, is this in Call of Duty yet?
I actually don't know.
This, I don't know the correct complete term. I think it's right here in front of me, but I'm just going to call it this MCX Spear, the SIG Spear.
It was the military designation was
the... Oh, we got to start the timer.
Oh, well, yeah, put 12 minutes on the clock, start the timer.
Can you see that?
So the... yeah. Although we've wasted 10 seconds already.
Ghetto.
So this is the culmination of the Next Generation Squad Weapon program in the Army. They were working on a belt fed and a new rifle, theoretically, to replace the M4. This is what they came up with. This is what won. This particular model is the pre-release built from leftover parts from the contract. So this isn't one of the new ones. Although we do have one of the new ones, mm-hmm. 308 in the vehicle. I should have grabbed it. Could have grabbed that. Yeah, right. So this is the technical designation for the military was the XM5. They changed it to the XM7. Why? I have no idea. Military. This one, so this is chambered in 277 Fury. This is known as the MCX Spear, just as the standalone civilian model. And the only thing really different from that one and the commercial ones, besides I don't think they've released the 277s yet, I think they've just released 308s, is that one has the matching SIG SLX suppressor that they're never going to release commercially, like that particular model.
Looks good.
Yeah, no, so it's a 13, was it? It's 13?
It's 13.5 or 13.7.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Barrel. So, with suppressor, it's a pretty good length. You can see from the size of the Magpul buttstock, how the proportions of it, quite a bit different. But yeah, so 277 Fury, the whole thing with that is it's a
high pressure cartridge.
Yes, it's 6.8 by 51. So the military on this program, they spec the projectile and they had to build guns around it. It comes in a brass case variation and then it has the hybrid cased ammo, which I suppose we should have brought. That'd have been smart.
Yeah, it's in the vault.
But yeah, you've spent pretty decent amount of time behind it. What are your thoughts?
It is freaking rad. I haven't shot this one. The one that we've shot is in the vault. Sub MOA groups, which is fantastic. Unfortunately, ran out of time, and deer season sucked. Or else I was gonna shoot a deer long range. I'll pick that project back up this winter and probably do some pigs. Just run out of time, then ally thing happened, so I wasn't able to get a pig at long range with it. But I will say this, with a hybrid case ammo, we have some 150 grain. It's a 150 grain, I believe it's a Nosler ABLR, if I recall correctly. Out of the muzzle... Out of the suppressor, rather. Chronographs. And mind you, this is a 13.5 or 13.7, whatever it is. I don't remember. Chronographed at over 2,700 feet per second. I have a 13-inch barrel, 150 grain projectile, which is fantastic. And I'm not able to recall the BC on that projectile. Again, for those that don't know, it's 6.8 or whatever. It's essentially a 270 Creedmoor is what... Kind of not really. I mean, the brass version, and when you start comparing the brass to a Creedmoor cartridge, it has almost the Creedmoor shoulder, but it's a little bit higher. It's almost like you took a 308 cartridge and damn near AI'd it, essentially. I mean, not AI'd. AI'd. Damn near 308 AI is what it looks like to me. And then you shove a 270 projectile.
And then the other side of that is they're running... So a normal AR is 60,000 PSI. I think a lot of your 308 stuff's 62K. This cartridge they're loading now is 80K PSI.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I've read that they will actually go up to, they've rated it to go over 100K PSI.
Yeah. I'd imagine with being it's a military thing and they're not, it's going to be filthy and everything else. And especially on belt feds, if they oil up the ammo, it's going to have to be able to withstand some pretty high pressures. And like I said, That's freaking phenomenal performance out of a that short of a barrel. Beings, it's a piston driven and it's suppressed, and it's like their flow through style suppressor. Recoil wasn't super high or anything like that. It's actually very pleasant to shoot for an AR, you know, I guess you're going to call this somewhat of an AR-10 platform. It is a bit on the heavy side. I mean, this is a big piston driven.
It's a big boy.
You know, chonky boy.
Damn, boy. Damn, boy, you think?
But, it is compact, you know, for what it is. And again, like I said, that one I have over there, I threw a Mark V on it in preparation for the long-range kill that never happened. Thanks, Brandon. Again, sub-MOA groups.
And so that's kind of interesting. I think the two things that the Gunstagram influencers were largely saying is that heavy recoil and, these things, it's not very accurate. Like, I think somebody said 3 MOA.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me with, one, them being horrible shots. Two, that was just one rifle. I mean, we had three.
They were probably ragged out demo rifles that were, I would guess they were probably ready. They probably weren't even running the hybrid case stuff. They were probably running the.
Yeah, I can't remember. I shot some of the brass case stuff and then cleaned it and everything else because I didn't know if it was new or used barrel or what the deal was there. And according to Sean, there's no way of knowing.
Yeah. They just said spare parts. Yeah, basically. So.
But like with the brass case stuff, and I think the brass case stuff was down at 2,500 feet per second. And what were those 130s or something like that, if I recall correctly, FMJ? But it was like 1 MOA. It wasn't like super impressive or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I just never trust anybody when it comes to
when
it comes to accuracy on the internet.
You see these goddamn people shoot. No.
Now it is a little heavy, but that's because, yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, steel or not steel. You know, you got metal receivers.
It's pretty
like it's beefy in it, but it's like it's built very well.
Yeah, it's meant for the military, so there's like going to be heavy use parts and stuff like that. Like what y'all can't see is there's it's just the craziest part about it to me. What y'all can't see on my side is a charging handle that folds up out of the way, but like a scarging handles type situation. But over here you have your like normal charge handle. So it's like, I guess it's a redundancy thing for the military.
I want to say that was part of the contract.
Probably. I mean,
well, that's where people get fucked up.
Yeah.
And they're fucked like, off on these things.
Stupid. It's like, no, the military's stupid.
Like, you know, when it comes to these competitions, the military says, here's our requirements and you have to build around it.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the design choices, I mean,
so again, the one you have, does it have the side charger or just top charger?
I was trying to think. I'm pretty sure it does.
Interesting. My brain was like, dump that.
You know, a lot of people like side chargers.
I just don't. I don't get the redundancies. Like the side charger would be cool. Again, it seems like it would reduce the gas back on the shooter even more if you just didn't do the top charger handle.
Yeah.
I mean, my Spirit LT. I should have brought that in here for this video. Maybe we'll do another talk on it because I'm really happy with that one. The Spirit LT 16-inch.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a side charger, which obviously it's a different platform, but. You know.
Now, I think here's my biggest deal. I like the concept and where this is going.
Yes.
What I would love to see is something between the Spear LT and the Spear that is a 6 millimeter, basically a 6 arc, but Fury. It's like 6 millimeter Fury.
Hell yeah.
Like a smaller
small cartridge
running like 8, because that's the biggest myth of ARC is it's gimped, like its performance is amazing, gimped at 52K PSI.
You stick it in a bolt gun. Well, I mean, I'm sure I've talked about this before. Like my bolt gun, which I'm going to obviously run higher pressures, I'm running 105s out of a 16-inch at over 2,700 feet per second. That's freaking phenomenal. Like you're starting to scare Six Creed territory.
Yeah. Now picture
factory Six
now
Creed.
Now picture that in a, yes. 80K.
100K. I want all of it. No, I had other topics in mind and just kind of like, oh, we never did anything about the.
Well, it's been sitting in the back there in the last couple of videos.
We should talk about it. But I wish I had brought the casings, the.
Yeah, I'll put
it's
all.
It's super cool. Like it's very cool. And the answer, I haven't tried it yet, but I guarantee you can reload that shit.
Yeah.
Now, I probably won't fool that for some time. Like, I still need to shoot more of the hybrid case stuff. Cause what I did was like, I did all like getting the feel for the rifle and everything with the FMJs, and then I just basically dialed in with the hybrid case stuff, and you know, didn't shoot a bunch of it because, like, who knows when we're gonna get more of it, and it's hunting ammo. It's again the Nosler Accubon LR, I think the 150 grains is what we have for the hunting stuff. And again, like, I want to go shoot some, like, all dead long, because again, it's 13.5 barrel or 13.7, whatever it is, and it's chunking 150 grainer at 27 and some change, and we're not even sure if that barrel's broke in yet or not. Need to spend more time on it and, like, maybe really dig into the ammo, like, what the specs look like as far as, like, standard deviations. And I probably have all that shit wrote down. I just don't recall, but it's super impressive. It is, again, it is kind of a little on the girthy side, but, you know, it's compact. Like, it has that going for it. And it's super cool. Like you said, I really love where they're going with this stuff, like the hybrid case. And, like, if someone did do something like that, a hybrid case, but a short AR-15 hybrid case, that would be ridiculous. That would be awesome. That would be so freaking awesome.
I think you kind of, like, saw, like, that would be, like, the best possible version of, like, a do-it-all rifle.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, a couple things. And my Spirit LT has it. And I don't know why. I've seen it before on other ARs. I don't recall which ones. But I don't know why this doesn't become a mainstay in the AR-15 industry. Is that the pins for the... I just went blank. What is this called?
Charge handle.
The pins that go down for the charge handle catch. Because it probably isn't that big of a deal because most people don't shoot the rifles enough. Once you hit a certain round count on most ARs, like, it's eventually going to break that piece of aluminum, and you're going to have to dowel pin it, I guess is what you would call this, in order for it to catch your handle, or else your handle is just going to sit there and slap you in the face. Super cool. I like all the ambidextrous controls and stuff. Wait, is this one out, or is that just the LT?
Yeah, it does.
Like the ambidextrous controls. My trigger in my LT is really nice. I don't know about this particular one, but the one on...
Same trigger.
One we're shooting, fantastic. Ergonomics of the grip. My boy's Magpul over here.
Your timer's going off, but it's not being vocal.
Yeah, what's the deal there?
Oh, this is to the light. Well,
really cool. Look for more info. Like, we're going to do more with this stuff. Just things got out of hand this summer.
Yeah, we plan to do actual, like, sit down video content on it. So,
there's definitely going to be some hunting content done on it.
Yeah, I just picked up the 308 literally today. So we'll do some comparisons, hopefully, and show kind of the drastic difference there.
My question is, is the internals of the rifle the same on that 308? Is this one is just an ammo thing?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's going to be a bolt head swap. That's what I'm guessing. Like, it's overbuilt, and then...
I think it's the same bolt head, unless they have a chunkier head.
That's what I'm curious. Well,
we're
going
to have to look at it.
I don't know. You probably didn't see the comparison photos I threw up at one point, which was the size of the bolt head versus...
Okay.
Like, the extra thickness on the edges. But no, that's honestly one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to get it, is to tear both down and do, like, and see what's changed.
Because if the bolt is all, like, everything's the same, it's just at that point, it's the difference in the case. That means we should be able to run, like, bolt gun 308 loads through your little shorty.
Yeah.
If the bolt and everything is the same, like, those little bit steeper loads, like, that we, you know, sell for bolt guns, not necessarily way up there in that high pressure, you know, stainless steel, you know, base cartridge they make, but it should be able to handle those higher pressure loads. And we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. It'd be fun. It's again, and it's FDE.
That's the biggest reason.
But anyways, our 12 minutes is up.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next time.